VR4 DMQ, trying to make my first contact. Listening.
This is N0TR. I didn't quite get all of the call. It was KR4. My call is November 0 Tango Romeo, N0TR. My name's Tom, and I'm in Greer. And congratulations.
Tom, my name is Mick, M-I-C-K, Mike Indian, Charlie Kilo.
I'm just headed down towards Walmart and a couple other places today. It's nice and warm out here. Says it's 82, but it feels like 100.
I heard it's going to be 90 degrees. I'm in Woodruff and just set up my radio and trying to figure out how to make these things work because I basically don't know anything yet. Over.
And I'll tell you, I'm 77 years old, and I don't like those menu things a bit. And I've been a ham for, about 35 years, I guess. I'd have to figure it out. But since 93, I should have been one long before that. But Mick, you got a really nice signal, and you got everything tuned in right. And don't see how it could be any better. I'm just running 15 watts, and this repeater has great coverage. We do get some what we call QR Mexico, QRM, from one of the fire departments, I think it is, up north. And so it triggers the repeater quite a bit, and it's kind of annoying. And then you got your beginners that sit there, and instead of tuning up on Simplex, they get on a repeater in order to check their SWR and all of that stuff. It'd be better if they went to Simplex to do that, but I'm just talking to myself. It'll never happen. And we've all done that. I'm guilty of it, too, back when I started out. But hope you're having a good day. I just went down and got fitted for orthopedic inserts. And I'm trying to get over in another lane here now so I can make a turn up here down to Sharpshooters.
At getting inserts, I was an orthotist for 40 years, made inserts in every other brace there is on the market. Hope everything goes well on them. Hope that you got a good orthotist to manufacture your orthotics. Over.
Today you was in... I thought you said ordnance, but I doubt if it's that. I'm an old Navy guy, so that's probably why I heard ordnance.
No, it's orthotist, orthotics and prosthetics. I did the brace side, which is the one that makes custom foot orthotics in every other brace there is that goes on the body. Over.
Great. God bless you. I'll tell you, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be able to walk. I wear a 13B as in Baker. And they're very hard to find any men with that narrow a foot. And it's fused, and I've been operated on about four or five times on that left foot. And it hurts every day. Had a subtalar fusion, if you know what that is.
Copy that. Yeah, I do know what it is. And you do have an odd-sized foot. A B width is a pretty narrow foot for a size 13. And having all those surgeries probably didn't. It helps a little bit, but every time you have another one, seems like something else goes wacko on you with your feet. The feet are so hard to manage anyway. But hopefully everything will work out with you, these new orthotics, and you won't have a problem anymore. Over.
I'm going to get my call sign here. We do that traditionally with the man on the mountain, which is that Morse code identifier, W4NYK, is what they're saying out there. I do a lot of Morse code, so I can copy that real easy. But this is N0TR. And Mick, you're doing a really good job. I hope there's a safety lane out here because I got two of them coming out. Yep, they stopped. But there's a zillion bones, a kazillion bones in the foot. And when they did that subtalar fusion, they did it at Kansas University Medical Center, and they overcorrected it, so it's hurt every day since the year 2000, but, oh, man, it beats pushing up daisies from the root side.
That, yeah, when they fuse the subtalar joint, you definitely end up with other problems. Probably the best thing for you to wear instead of orthotics is what we call an Arizona brace. It's a really short little brace. It's custom made for you, and it holds the subtalar joint in place. It still allows you to articulate in the forefoot so that you can normally walk. It's real short, goes inside of your shoe, and typically gives you more stability and reduces discomfort or pain more than a foot orthotic would probably do it for you. Over.
Yeah, they said I wouldn't like uneven ground, and when I go out to the chickens and water them and feed them like I did today, I have to walk on grass, and it's not even. Although we have a nice yard with fescue, it's still not even. Or if I walk on the rocks out there beyond the house on the driveway out in the field there a little bit, it hurts. And I always tell people there's a 3.5-inch sheetrock screw there, and it goes from about 3/4 inch above my heel up into the ankle. So I can move that left foot, which is the one that's bad, maybe an inch each way, but that's it. And they told me not to work at heights. And I was an industrial electrician, electronic technician all my life, and I worked up to 65 feet every day, depending on if there was a crane broke down or not in a very large machine shop. So I had to do that anyways. I never gave it any mind. But you just don't bend well, whereas the right foot, I can move it back and forth 3 or 4 inches, you know.
Once you start getting that foot and ankle, there's so many bones and everything moves so many different places. You just got to find a place to get yourself comfortable so that you can continue enjoying your life as well. I have ended up with back problems. I did it, my work for 40 years, and it limits me some. I haven't had any surgery or anything on it, but definitely have discomfort, and I'm 74, so starting to feel my age. Over.
That's you, Mick. I tell people when you get that age, it's pills and bills. I just had kidney surgery. That was $80,000, but thankfully I had good insurance. But had some 1¼-inch stones that had to get out of there. One, anyways, was 1¼-inch. But just getting over that good, and thankful I got through it. But, I'm enjoying life, and I've got a wonderful wife of 57 years, and we have a nice place up between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham, and we're not rich by any means, but we feel rich, and it's a lot better than Kansas was, put it that way. Well, I'm getting close to my destination, but, I've had a really nice QSO with you, Mick, and the place is all mine, and catch me anytime. KR4, and you'll have to give me the suffix again. This is N0TR73, and have a good day.
Good talking to you, too, as well. What was your call sign again? Over. 4DMQ out.
Q and 0TR is clear. And I'm in the Cattle Affairs Mountain here, so I'll talk to you later.
Be that, and you have a wonderful day, 73. This is KR4 DMQ out.